Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 15th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day on this new program, we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this says to us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. We have money for you, European banks. Plenty of it, and all you have to do is ask. That was the word today from a posse of central banks that included the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. It's about keeping Europe's banking system from seizing up amid uncertainty over the future of the Eurozone. The concerted action did have a soothing influence. It was the fourth up day in a row for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which gained 186 points, 1.23% to close at 11,433. S&P 500 up 20 points, 1.7%. The NASDAQ Composite up 34 points, 1.3%. The 10-year bond yield is up to 2.085%. It is just weird that central bankers were working in concert to ease that credit crunch in Europe 3 years to the day after the huge Lehman Brothers collapse. This time it's European banks having trouble borrowing in dollars short term. Lenders in the U.S. are wary about handing money over to the Europeans, with a default in Greece still a possibility. And then there's UBS of Switzerland. Overnight, word of a so-called rogue trader, $2 billion of the bank's money down the drain. The trader's under arrest, and the bank is expected to survive, but this will hurt, if not erase, UBS's profits this quarter. UBS shares closed down 10% in New York. The mess comes at a time that banks were stepping very carefully, trying to show regulators that bank trading rooms are not casinos, but places of probity and prudence. U.S. regulators are behind schedule, nailing down details of the hotly contested Volcker Rule to limit risky trading inside banks. That's called proprietary trading, something the 31-year-old UBS guy was apparently doing when things went so wrong. Gerald Epstein is an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
The debacle, the $2 billion loss, does show some dangers of proprietary trading. Of course, they claim this was a rogue trader, somebody who they didn't know what this person was doing. But if they had strict controls over proprietary trading, which the Volcker Rule is trying to put into place, then this kind of thing would have been much easier to detect, much harder to do.
And banks like it because when it doesn't go all wrong, it can make them a lot of money.
Yes, and if their bets pay off, and these bets are often very leveraged, which makes them very risky, that is, they involve a lot of debt, then the rates of return can be very high. And especially now when there's relatively little demand for loans, for building businesses and so forth because of the recession, they want to generate money someplace, and proprietary trading is a place where they're looking.
Gerald Epstein is also co-director of the Political Economy Research Institute. And now here's the pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. Our heart rate didn't move too much today after we got some news that looks positive on the surface but turns out to be not so good on an X-ray. The interest rate on 30-year mortgages has fallen to 4.09%. Freddie Mac says that's the lowest level since 1951. Fine news for homebuyers and for the economy, except not that many people are eligible for that low rate, and even those who are don't seem to be ready to buy a home. New home sales this year are on track to be the worst in half a century. You can read all about it by going to our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.